You polish your ideas, all images, all forms. Polish them more and more. So this eighth verse summarizes all that has been said before, but in different terms, in a much more explicit way. Now comes, from now onwards, there comes the process by which, in detail, by which this reality can be realized. There can come about self-realization. So let us read number 9. Number 10. And number 11. These three verses go together because we are introduced now to two words. In Sanskrit, the words are vidya. This all of you must learn because there is no other alternative. It is Sanskrit word which has to be understood. Vidya, and the other word is avidya, is ignorance. Vidya is knowledge, avidya is ignorance. Now it speaks something very stark, you might say, something very blunt, very shocking, but very true. It says, if you follow ignorance, you enter into darkness, greater darkness. But if you follow knowledge, you enter into greater darkness. This is very stark. This is the important point. If you follow the knowledge, you go into a greater darkness. So let us read it. Into a blind darkness they enter who follow after the ignorance. They as if into a greater darkness who deviate themselves to the knowledge alone. We shall come back to it to understand this riddle. Other, verily it is said, is that which comes by the knowledge. Other that which comes by the ignorance. This is the lore we have received from the wise who reveal that to our understanding. See, the question was, what is the process by which we come to self-realization? And this is the riddle which is put before us. Other, verily it is said, is that which comes by the knowledge. Other, that which comes by the ignorance. This is the lore we have received from the wise who reveal that to our understanding. Now comes the next sentence. He who knows that is both in one. The knowledge and the ignorance. By the ignorance, crosses beyond death and by the knowledge enjoys immortality. Now let us try to understand these three sentences, which are extremely difficult to penetrate. Let us try to understand what is the meaning of knowledge and ignorance. First of all, knowledge to begin with means one thing at least. And that is the light by which the knower knows the object. This is the simplest definition of knowledge. Knowledge is the light by which the knower comes to perceive, understand, possess, know the object. There is the knower, there is the known, there is the subject and there is the object. There is a light by which the subject comes to perceive or know the object. If there is no light, there is only darkness. So, that light by which the knower comes to know the known is knowledge. It is light. But this Upanishad says that if you follow knowledge, you come to greater darkness. Of course, if you follow ignorance, you come to darkness. That is of course said also. Into dark blindness they enter who follow the ignorance. But into greater darkness, as it were, they enter if they follow knowledge. There is one short phrase, those who follow knowledge alone, vidyayam rataha. Rataha means absorbed only in vidya. Now what is ignorance? Ignorance is not a total darkness. There is a difference between inconscience and ignorance. Inconscience is a complete darkness. This verse does not speak of pursuit of inconscience. He speaks of the pursuit of ignorance. Ignorance is a state in which there is a tendency to ignore. In the complete inconscience, there is no question of ignoring at all, because there is no attempt to know anything. But in ignorance, there is a part attempt to know, and that part knowledge ignores the totality. So,